Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Looky here, it's Steve Hawk.
Hey.
Hey, Hawk Topics are here.
It's Monday.
Happy
it's
Monday,
I guess.
Hawk
huh?
Topic.
Yeah,
Producer go. Steve, good to see you.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, how are you?
Good to see you.
I'm good.
Good to see you.
You want to say hi to Kevin?
You always have that big old smile on your face. You always look happy to be alive. I love that about you.
Yeah.
You bring some positivity to the room even when you don't know it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
That's the second time today someone's talked about Steve's positivity.
Really?
That's a fact, yeah. Well,
happy Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy Monday
it's a
to
happy
me.
Happy Monday because of you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Kevin James, hello.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Hi, Kevin.
I was there coughing.
Happy
you wish
Monday.
I was there coughing on you.
I wish you were here with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Soon.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. Happy Monday.
Steve, you. We were talking Christmas decorations just before we went on the air.
Yeah.
I have sent this to my family, and I have support from my sons.
Okay.
And some dissenting votes from my wife and daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, so you kind of see where I'm at with this deal. So it's, you know, two, there's five of us, two for, two against, and they're saying that my vote doesn't count because it was my idea. 20-foot inflatable Santa.
A 20-foot, is this 20 feet high or is
yes.
this?
Yes.
Okay.
And you want this, right? Is that what you're
more
saying?
More than you can possibly imagine.
What are you going to anchor it down to?
Don't poo-poo it.
Look, I'm not.
Don't get all.
I'm thinking. Okay?
Don't get all. But what happens if it's a windstorm? Don't do that.
Jay.
Well.
I'm thinking of your front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And it to me seems like you would be able to anchor it to your patio or your deck, whatever.
Plenty
don't
of stuff,
you have railing around
I got
that?
A railing. More than railing than you can shake a stick at, Kevin.
Oh, and then you just.
Trees.
Yep.
You know, call 811 before you pound stakes in the ground. But then put some big stakes.
Call before you dig.
Yeah.
You know, you're fine.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
What do you think, Steve?
I like the idea. Now, this will be illuminated, of course.
Duh.
So all the neighbors, Griswold, will love it.
They will love this.
And if it does blow away, you're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to
now,
have-
is it one, this is what I've wondered, Jay, with the blow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Do you let them go down?
No, I run it all day. No, I don't let them deflate.
The okay.
I don't like them deflated laying deflated in the yard. That looks dumb.
Yeah. I don't either. Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah, run it either all in or all out. Don't give me this. I'm only going to turn it on night thing. That's no.
Do you have to go buy a generator or do you have one?
No, it's built in.
Oh,
I can
is?
Run. Yeah, it's built in. It has a little fan in there and I can just run the extension cord. How wouldn't I do this thing?
Yeah.
So you're in, huh?
I think so.
I can't wait. My wife and daughter will be texting momentarily.
Why do they not like it? They want all this Christmas spirit inside the
house. Thank you, Kevin.
Why do they not want the big Santa outside?
I don't know.
Do they think it
looks
hideous?
Trashy?
No, it's playful and joyous. And it brings out all of the fun of
Jay
Daniels.
Steve.
Let's go.
I mean,
you
want a happy Santa man at the house?
Here's
how you get one.
Thank you to the texters who are on my side right now. Thank you.
Everybody will
love
it.
I think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think people will drive to your neighborhood just to see it.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I would. I will.
If I do that, I will get so many neighbor phone calls. It'll be great.
Yes.
20-foot, dude. That's gigantic.
That's okay. You're only going to have it up for a couple
one?
Of months.
Right.
It's okay.
Couple of months.
Yeah.
That's
and I'll be the guy who puts it on like tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. You mean I want to get my money worth out of it. Merry Christmas,
Jay,
everybody.
Jay, do you already have it picked out?
I mean, I kind of
the actual.
I showed my wife over the weekend because you know we were sitting there eating lunch somewhere in Leavenworth, and I was like, "Hey, this look at this thing," and I look and I go, "It is my birthday weekend. I can actually buy this for myself for Christmas."
So, wait, what sparked this idea? Did you just randomly see it and then was like, "Oh,
I don't know." I was looking.
Cool.
I was just trying to decide. Steve and I were talking about you know lights on the house and. Maybe decorate in the yard just so we don't have to get up on the roof.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you know, how about an inflatable Santa? And boom, his 20-footer popped up. I was like, let's go.
Wow. I have been against those inflatables
before.
Of course,
yeah.
But I would be into the big one. The big one. It's just the little one. You know, I don't want the little reindeer.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, go big or go
My neighbor for Halloween had a spider, and this thing was probably like, oh, man, what's the diameter of that thing? Had to be like 30 feet. And it was up on his garage roof, and it covered the entire roof.
Love that.
It was very cool.
I saw some.
Again, yo, you got to make it. You just got to go all in.
Yeah, when they look big like that, when they are big,
yeah.
They look good.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. It looked, I mean, it was different.
Yeah, I saw something similar. Big fancy spider web coming off of a garage.
Yeah.
And then a spider on that.
And
web,
how cool is that?
It does look really cool.
Okay. All right. It's done.
Yep.
I'm buying this thing.
Thanks, Denise.
Yeah. she's going to thank you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She'd be like,
you're welcome,
oh,
Denise.
Yeah, no treats for you for the rest of your life. Sorry about it.
Oh, jeez.
All right, 20-foot Santa. And then I want to get one for the back porch because it kind of sits up high. Oh, my phone is buzzing like crazy right now.
Get one for the back porch. Well, that one you can make, you know, whatever you want because you're really the only one that's going to see it.
You know what? I would normally agree, but the way my house sits, it's like, it's kind of a daylight. Yep. Walkout basement, so it sits up pretty high. So when you come down the street, you can see the back of my house.
So you can get a welcoming.
Yes, I get Santa in the front and the back of the house.
Yeah, and why stop at 20?
Why stop at 20? I tried, Steve. I couldn't find a bigger one.
Oh man,
I literally was like largest inflatable Santa.
That's what the backyard's for. More and more and more and more.
I also have this gigantic, like, evergreen tree, and I mean gigantic. It's probably 30 feet, 35 feet maybe.
Okay.
And it's huge round. It's probably at the base, maybe 20 feet around. The diameter is 20
feet. This is inflatable?
No, this is a gigantic,
this is a real tree.
Okay. And I've always wanted to get
a real tree.
It's sat weird, and it's kind of on a hill, and it's sideways. And I thought, I want to get a bucket truck. To drive into my backyard and like just put lights on that thing and then leave them up. I don't have to turn them on.
No.
I'm not ever taking them down.
Right. Now that's it looks a little weird, I think. I'm in July and I'm like, didn't take their Christmas lights
you
down.
Can't see those.
Yes, you can.
Okay, fine.
Very judgy.
Yeah.
I know I am.
Wait, you're in for the inflatable Santa, but you don't want to you take them down then.
No, that's why I don't put them up.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how they would do it. But
I mean, it's smart to leave them up. It just looks a little different, but you can get used to that.
Okay.
You
know? Guess I won't be leaving those on in June then.
The Big 99. Oh, man. Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Sometimes you just have to shake your head, right?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Makes me hungry, though, actually.
Yeah, a little snack cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd eat any of those right now.
All of the above.
All of them. Ho-ho.
Yeah.
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 I'd even have a Twinkie.
Oh, I had Lefse over the weekend.
Did you? That's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, did you have that in Leavenworth?
I did, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
How'd it smell?
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, the only two things that I remember that are like kind of Minnesota food is Lefse and lutefisk. And lutefisk is just fish.
That's gross. Stupid.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. It just serves no purpose at all, really.
It's good for you health-wise.
No, it's not.
Nobody
eats it.
Lefse is just basically like candy. You know, it's some sort of shell. You know, it's like cinnamon and sugar and butter, and then you can put fruit in it or whatever. Is that how you do it?
That's how I've had it. I don't do it.
You don't do it at home? No, you don't make Lefse.
No, don't have any of that happening.
Yeah.
We have spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti. That's like Lefse.
Homemade spaghetti.
same.
Have you shifted your eating habits into winter mode?
Doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Is that like just casseroles and stuff?
Okay, so stuff in a big pot, basically. Yeah, it's or a crock pot.
Well, yeah, and we're not afraid to turn the oven on. So a lot of like the Dutch oven type stuff, whereas there are a big span of months where it's like, even though the air conditioner is running, it's not, let's not turn the oven on. Why? Let's have a chicken pot pie in July. I'm totally cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
Sign me up.
Guys still got to eat.
Yeah, I can eat anything. Yeah. So, whatever. But I guess we have shifted.
I think it's soups and casseroles. I feel like it's, you're right, though. If you have AC, should it matter?
But
if you don't, I get it. You don't want to heat the house. But if you have AC, but I think it's just such a mindset.
It's exactly what it is.
You know, it's dark. It's dark at noon now. So, I mean.
And those comfort foods, if you call them that, I don't know. Maybe they just sound good when it's colder out.
Absolutely.
Even if it's whatever in the house, feels better.
Yeah. Kevin, do you have any hot topics you'd like to discuss with our friend Steve Hawk today?
I do. Steve Hawk.
Bring it.
There's some controversy going on in the television world right now. And it's all centered around a little show called Yellowstone.
Okay.
A show that I'm assuming you have not watched.
No, I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen some of
it. Have you watched all of it?
I believe I have.
Of course, it started last night, the final half of season five.
I have not seen this final half of season five.
Okay, you're only one episode into that.
Epic.
So, yeah.
I have not seen that one.
Right. Yeah, it just started last night.
Okay.
But there's a lot of drama with this show because Kevin Costner and the writer of the show, Taylor Sheridan, for some reason there was some... They couldn't come to terms, and Kevin Costner is not in the rest of the series.
Bummer.
It's been made known that he's not. So now you have to wrap up an entire TV show without the main character. And so it's very interesting how they, you know, how they're going to deal with it and all that stuff. But there's a lot of people upset, posting. Have you ever had a show that you like loved and then got upset with them because of a storyline, or they just did something where you're like, I'm done with you?
Gosh, probably, but I can't think of what that is right now.
Sopranos watcher?
Yeah, I did watch The Sopranos. I mean, because I don't like to think of the finales as what you're talking about.
Okay. Because that was only the end that was bad, right?
Right. So there wasn't, there were some...
The rest of the show was fine.
Yeah, and there's always, I think, especially on a series that lasts for a long time, they may take a turn that you're like, nah, or a character joins, or like, ugh.
Yep.
But you got to move past that, because in all, the series is awesome, and that's how I felt with Sopranos.
Very true. Mm. Very, very true. Like, Friday Night Lights, one of my favorites. Right. There was like when season two started or something, and I think it was during a writer's strike. It was like, where are we going here, guys? This is getting a little weird. And then, of course, but just like anything, I would say it's like a relationship with someone you love. There's some ups and downs, but you work through it, and you end up, I still love you.
Wow, that was deep. But yeah. But you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, the writing out of the main character, I don't know if that's happened a bunch.
Now, that one is odd.
Especially when it's played out so openly and publicly that they were disagreeing with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said this and he said that. And it was like, well, guys, you're ruining what was a great series just because, you know, you guys both think you're right and nobody wants to give a little. I mean, could we all grow up?
That's it, too. And you didn't get really a chance to do anything with the character. Now you just have to figure out how to write him out.
It just limited much of what could have happened. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like, because in your mind, if you're thinking, I'm going to take it this way, and then all of a sudden this guy decides, and you're like, oh, well, now we got to go this way. So
it's fast-forwarding to the spinoff.
Yeah, probably.
Another one?
Well, I mean, that's basically what it's doing is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because of course they will. Of course they'll have another one.
Well, yeah.
Probably.
Well, I don't know how. What else can you do? They already had two, didn't they?
I know, but...
1881, 1722, 1772.
I know. It's getting confusing. Which one's the restaurant at the golf course?
All right.
1889. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, there's that one. There's all these series in between.
That's my show.
1883, 1801, 1816. And you just keep throwing them in the middle there somewhere.
But I'm going to watch it, you know, even without Costner, I'll still watch it. I still want to see how that thing wraps up, what they do with some of the other characters.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And what was funny, too, is, you know, because you've seen the show, you know, obviously there's plenty of adult content within the show. And the fact that they ran it on, last night they ran it on network television.
Really?
They also had it on a streaming service. So it was on Paramount, but then they also ran it on CBS. And I thought, what was it, like 22 minutes long? Because of the hour show. I was like, the show was 70 minutes. And I'm pretty sure they were cutting out quite a bit there.
Yeah, I would think they'd have to. Maybe it's not like it was. I don't know.
I mean, there was plenty of language.
Yeah, the one I saw was pretty good.
you're not doing that. Yeah, I mean, you know. Junior doesn't get to watch that at 9:30 at night, especially on a day when school's out. You know, you're like, oh, can we stay up late? Sure, let's watch Yellowstone. Whoa, no.
Yeah, guidelines and rules on that, what they show at what hour. Yeah, that's all went out the window a long time
ago. I think so, especially at 9:30. It's like, oh, well, shouldn't you be in bed? Yeah, not on a day the next day's off. Well, thanks for being here, buddy.
Hey,
appreciate
it. You got it. Thanks. Happy Monday.
20-foot Santa.
I can't wait to see it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I want you to take three of those descriptive words or phrases and say which one of those three are most likely describes you.
Well, obviously, it's confident, independent, and self-assured.
Kevin James.
That would have been better had you not stumbled over self-assured.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it is time for the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot. Let's give away some money.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
What you doing?
Just got to work.
You just got to work?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start your day with some money. I mean, come on. I mean, I have a feeling that will make work a little bit easier or better today, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, let's see how what we got here. I need to give you the clue is it's more than $865. That's where we are jackpot-wise today. More than $865. What do you think is in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot?
Say $889.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right. $889 is the guess. Fingers crossed.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
We know it's more than 865. She said 889. Come on, baby.
$878.
Oh, 878. Oh. All right. Well, we didn't get a winner, but good news for...
I think it's because she's Matlock right now.
Yep, that's fair. Getting a lot of pub.
She plays Matlock. She's lost a lot of weight. She's always been such a fascinating actress to me because she does so many amazing roles where it's like she can be the most serious, you know, scary, not scary, but you know, just like a really serious character. Or then she can be totally goofy. She's just very versatile. I've always found her to be one of my favorite actresses.
Yeah, she's extremely talented. Yeah, and she can be scary. Yeah, but yeah, she's also been in like I'm looking at her IMDb right now, Kevin. The amount of things that she's been in. Actually, I wonder what the number says. Oh, 131. It says.
Wow,
131 movies.
Movies or TV shows or series or whatever the case might be.
That is impressive. Yeah. Well, so I was just scrolling through, looking at stuff, and saw a little interview come up of her with Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore has that daily talk show, and she was on the show with Drew, and they were talking a little bit about Drew's friend, Adam Sandler, and of course the movie Waterboy,
right?
Where Kathy Bates, you know, did end up playing.
That's right.
Mama Boucher.
That's right. I forgot about
that. And she had some amazing lines in that movie. And it almost didn't happen. Let's listen to the story.
You know who I was with on Yom Kippur to break the fast was none other than Adam Sandler.
Oh, I love Adam
and,
so much.
You know, Bobby Boucher Mama Boucher is like...
We had so much fun.
Did you like and get the water boy out of the gate, or were you a little hesitant?
No, I actually read the first 12 pages and threw it in the trash right next to my bed. And my niece, Linda, who's worked with me since 94, she came over and she saw this in the trash, and she said, "What is this?" I said, "Oh, it's some football script. I don't know what it is." And she pulled it out of the trash and she said, "Adam Sandler, you don't know the Hanukkah song?" You know, and so I said, "No, I haven't watched." She said, "You have to do this. You have to do this." And so I said, "Yes." And I have to say, it's one of my favorite all-time experiences.
That's great. That's
awesome. Yeah, wow.
It does seem like such a fun movie to be on. And she is so good as that character.
Oh, man. Yeah. And I'm sure she's sitting there thinking, I've been in some pretty cool movies. I've been in, you know, I've done some stuff, man. So, you know, from Misery to Titanic, I'm not going to do The Water Boy.
You're Kathy Bates reading that script, and you're like, yeah, I'm 12 pages in. I'm throwing it away. Of course I'm not doing this.
Right.
Some football
And she didn't know Adam Sandler.
That's
fair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love those behind-the-scenes stories like that. Those are pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, very good, Kevin. Thank you for that.
Yeah, two in the last 2 weeks, because we had the one last week with Tom Hanks almost not running across the country in Forrest Gump because they wanted to cut it out.
Yeah, and it was too expensive, then, right? Wasn't that what they originally said? Because they had to actually go to these places?
So him and the director decided that they would pay for it themselves.
Right.
Take the money out of our salary, and they said, then you can pay us in the end if the movie, you know,
right.
however well the movie does.
Yeah, we'll take it off the back end if it's
out.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Worked out all right.
Turns out that was a good decision, but risky up front. And I also love that they paid his brother to do part of the running.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Tom Hanks' brother.
Yeah, yeah, because Tom Hanks' brother looks so much like him. And from behind, they just paid his... That's kind of risky, too. It's like, just because you have a same physical appearance, that running style was relatively unique.
Yes, Forrest Run was unique.
Understatement of the year.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One of the beautiful things as a writer, sometimes they're truthful, sometimes they're fiction, sometimes they're hopeful, sometimes they're completely delusional. All the above.
Kevin James.
Because I don't think Dolly Parton actually worked 9 to 5, but just going to go out on a limb there.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, we're wrapping it up here momentarily. Steve, what's your final thought? Whoa.
I just, oh boy.
I think that's Kevin's final thought. Quit stealing it.
Oh no. Sorry. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't either.
And
you're okay.
So I had that experience.
Right.
And I just also had a watershed experience.
Watershed?
Yeah. I'm not talking music festival.
Oh, okay.
I was sipping on my water bottle here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was like, huh, this tastes kind of weird, or this is kind of a weird... Whatever. The part of the plastic from the top had... Oh, there we go.
His mic just shut off in the middle of his sentence. That was crazy.
What just happened?
Yeah, his mic just went completely off, and I was like, I didn't do that. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't me, buddy.
It was me. I don't know how that happened. It was all me. So part of like the top of the plastic water bottle had shed onto the other part, like the main...
Okay.
Top of it. And has that ever happened?
I mean, I don't think I understand.
Like the little cap.
Oh, the cap. Oh, yeah. And so part of it's still on there?
Like a ring of it fell on the top of the like the drinking part. And it was like a ring around the top of the water.
Huh.
Has that ever happened in the history of water? It was so weird. It shed.
Yeah.
I mean, huh.
How old is that water bottle?
I've never seen it, Steve.
I mean, it's new.
Huh, I don't know. That's weird, yeah.
I've never
experienced it. Are you too nervous to drink it now?
No, I'm drinking it.
Attaboy. That a boy.
Fuck.
Just chug it.
Well, let's not go that far.
Let's go crazy, Steve. Chug it. You know, if there was by chance any sort of like, I've always thought that too. It's like, oh man, I think that got dirty. I dropped something on the floor or whatever. I'm like, you just eat it or drink it faster. Then whatever was on it goes away. Did you know that? That's how that works.
I mean, that's what I was taught.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You just eat it faster, Kev. Or you drink it faster. You're like, oh, I dropped it on the floor. You go, and then you eat it super fast, and then no germs can get you.
Yeah, they don't have any time to stick to you.
That's correct, yes. I think that's science.
Seems
that is science. Yeah.
seems like something.
It seems scientific. Yeah.
I had the strangest dream. I've been having a couple weird ones as I've been sick, and I blame it maybe on this cough medicine that I'm taking.
That's fair, I think.
And the medicine I'm taking says that it's drowsy, like it's supposed to put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it will wire me for the first 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, that's so weird how that. That's so weird how it works.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why does that do the opposite?
I don't know. It drives me crazy though.
I go to sleep and I have like the weird dreams and stuff. And it's last night I dreamt about my grandma Allie, who passed away many, 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 many years ago.
Okay,
and you know, they were the ones, her and my grandpa, that had the meat plant and all of that. But grandma was a little rough around the edges at times. Mm-hmm. That's a You know, she liked her booze quite a bit, but she was in my dream last night. Like, it made no sense at all. I was at work, and then I, like, left work.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And then I...
Oh.
What's that? Then I was at work. You're right, that does not make sense,
Steve. That's hilarious.
It does not make sense. I left work, and then next thing I know, we're, like, in a restaurant.
Oh, no.
I almost feel like it was Famous Dave's in Missoula, but I'm not sure.
Okay, let's say it was.
And then what happened?
I was coughing nonstop, and, well, my mother was like, you need to take something for that.
Oh, your mom was there too. Okay.
Right. And then Grandma Allie just said, here, this is what you need. And she slid it over and it was, you know, whiskey with honey and something, whatever it is that they always say to do. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I chugged it and I was completely better.
Well, wouldn't that be neat?
So that was in my dream. Yeah. And so then I'm just like, well, do I maybe? I mean, I don't drink, but is it time to just get some whiskey and some honey and give it a go? Why do you dream about that if it's not an answer?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think it's, you know what? It's probably as much science.
I mean, listen, okay. I can use it.
Oh, gee.
Final thoughts.
Why didn't his mic cut out?
Oh, man.
It would have been a lot better. Yeah. Steve, we talked about this is about a week or two ago, whatever it was, a couple weeks back, that you and I were discussing Drew Baldridge in my office. And while we were talking about him, he texted.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, man. And he was like, whoa. And I showed you the phone. I was like, that was weird.
Yeah, what are the chances?
Fast forward to yesterday, part two. My wife and I are listening to the Dan and Shay Christmas album while driving home from Leavenworth.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, Dan and Shay's got their new album. She's like, oh, well, let's listen to it. So as the title cut of Dan and Shay's Christmas album starts playing, I get a text from Dan and Shay that says, happy birthday.
Is that for real?
Yes. How weird is that?
That is...
It's starting to creep me out a little bit.
Yeah, well, things come in threes, Jay. Oh. Who's next?
I don't know. I'm excited to find out, though.
Jeez.
Yeah, very, very random. I literally sent him a picture back of the screen in my wife's car that showed what song we were listening to. I was like, whoa, dude.
That's good timing on your part. to go and be like, hey, thanks, Dan, for the text.
Right.
Yeah, what was
Look
his response?
Look what I'm listening to.
His response was, no way, glad you love, I hope you love the album. And I said, we do. And he said, glad to hear it. See you in Nashville. I said, 10-4, roger that, good buddy. That's how we talk, trucker talk. You probably don't get it.
Way over my head.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Accepted.
It's news time. Gosh, award-winning news.
I missed the button again.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Or Kevin had a heart attack. He's like, wait, what?
Did he? I was ready to go, as always.
You just always have a couple of news stories.
Yep, just in case.
Keep a couple in the holster, baby.
That one's been getting you at the end of the show.
It really has. I just changed my stance, and every time I do that, I'm taller or shorter, and I fell off the phone book again. I'm like, I don't know. I might have to give up on the phone book. I just can't.
Maybe we can get you something a little taller.
No, I think that's the part of the problem.
You want to be shorter?
No. Yeah. Yes, I've never said that in my entire life. I can guarantee you that. Golly gee, I sure wish I was just a smidge shorter.
I wish I was shorter.
Yeah. Someone asked me when I was at one of my remotes, they go, really, who's taller? Is it you or Jay? And I said, well, it's Jay.
Begrudgingly.
You didn't lie, did you?
Yeah, sorry, Steve. Hey, on the way out, let's do this, though. Let's give away some Chase Matthew tickets. 509-441-0999. Chase Matthew is going to be this Thursday, guys. It's going to be Thursday. How about that? This week's turning into a busy week. So, Kevin, will...
Where's Chase at on Thursday?
Chase Matthew's at a concert venue.
Yes. Very tricky.
Knitting Factory, Kev.
That's right.
The Knitting Factory. Okay.
Yeah. I do just like saying, I mean, it's a fair question. Where is somebody going to be in concert now? Because there's a ton of venues.
There's just so many. Yeah, there's so many. And I'm like, it's hard to keep track of, you know, where everything is. And so I was like, yes. Now
you know what?
Know.
I'd like to challenge all these supposed tough guys to come out and do a concert at the One Spokane Stadium, December 15th.
Oh, yeah, there's a good one.
What's December 15th?
I don't know. I'm just saying sometime in December would be good. Okay. You know.
By the way, you guys know what tomorrow is?
Yes, I do.
Taco Tuesday?
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah.
It's
November 12th.
It's the prediction day, right?
It's the day that Hillbilly Seth said it was going to be so much snow.
Yeah, he predicted a snowstorm.
But he said, give me, you know, 2 days on either side.
He did ask for some grace. I do remember that. Yeah.
It is raining right now, apparently.
Yeah, he's going to be wrong.
I mean, it's possible.
How crazy would that be if all of a sudden it changed?
Just changes.
I was like, this guy.
We are so glad you
came. All right, have a great day, everybody.